You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, can you say it with me? The five Islamic lies. Lie number one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie number four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie number five, that the Quran is a holy book. Now, one of the beliefs of Islam is that once a land or property is Islamic, it can never revert back to the infidels. So the fact that Israel exists as a Jewish nation today, they consider the Jews infidels, so it proves that Islam is a lie, and that's why there can never be peace between Israel and Judah. The second revolution in Islam occurred during the Carter administration in 1979 when the Shah of Iran fell and Ayatollah Khomeini began revolutionary Islam. And starting as an ally, Iran became the enemy in 1991. And Saddam Hussein went from an ally to an enemy. And, you know, Saddam Hussein was created by George Bush Sr. in 1977. And from 1980 to 88, Saddam was an ally of the United States, and he's used by the U.S. To fight the Iranians until the stupid mistake that was made in Kuwait. He was an ally of the United States, and today, of course, Saddam is dead now, but the Iran is basically ruling. They're the most powerful and also the craziest of Islam in the entire Middle East. Now, I'll tell you a little bit of a personal story. The Shah of Iran, when he fell and the Ayatollahs took over, he had to leave. He had to basically run for and hide for his life, and his family had to leave. His brother had to leave Iran also, and his brother was moved to a house in Madison, Wisconsin. And he lived next door to my grandparents. Now, I'm sure this man is long since dead, as my grandparents have died a long time ago also. But I met this man, and he had to basically try and assimilate, fit into. He was in hiding. If they would have found out where he was, they would have dispatched Muslim hit groups and killed him. So see, that's why I say Satan is Allah. They worship Allah, and they claim Allah Akbar, which means Allah is greater. And that's the same claim that Satan made, that he was greater than God. And if they run out of Jews and Christians and other infidels to kill, then they turn on each other and start killing each other. And that's what Satan wants. The total destruction of God's creation, mankind. And Satan is the one behind Islam. He is the God of Islam. He's the war god. And Islam, you know, Muhammad was a wild ass of a man. That's what it says in the Bible, that the angel told Hagar that her son would be a wild and against his brothers. And that is a fulfillment of prophecy down to this day. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.